طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today we're going to be doing. Oh, let me put the notes up here first. What we're going to be doing today. طيب, it's one, and then this. Okay, Bismillah wa salat wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This is level 4, session number 19, the new lesson 24, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language. Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, in the new lesson, we're going to be looking at primarily the English key and then the Arabic text. Any of the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, the comprehension exercise, and hopefully exercise number 2, which goes back to the dialogue. Alright, so today we're going to be looking primarily at the English key, and then we're going to do the dialogue, Arabic dialogue, and the first 2 exercises, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. That's what we hope, inshallah. Naam. All right, so let's open up to the English key, page 106. English key, page 106. And this is a new bab from the abwab of the thulathi al-mazid. The fi'l al-thulathi al-mazid. Yani the triliteral verbs that have extra letters added to them to modify their meaning. Extra letters added to them to modify their meanings. And there will be one more chapter dealing with Thulathi Mazid after this, lesson 25, and then we'll go to the Rubai, verbs that have 4 root letters, and then we'll be doing some other topics altogether completely different. So as far as the Thulathi Mazid, today and next week, or not next week, this lesson 24 and lesson 25 will be the last of the Thulathi Mazid. So we'll have basically all of the Thulathi Mazid abwab that are common in common uses in the Arabic language. Now, so today we're on page 106, lesson number 24. In this lesson we learn the following. Number 1, bab if'alla. In this bab, kasra is prefixed to the first radical. And the first radical is represented by fa. There's a kasra with hamzatul wasl prefixed to it. And the third radical is doubled. Yani, the third root letter represented by lam is doubled. So it became, yani fa'ala became if'alla with shadda on the lam. This bab is used only for colors and defects. It's only used for colors and defects. Yani, alwan and uyub. For example, ihmarra. It became red. Ihmarra. Yani, something became red. The second example they gave is i'wajja. I'wajja. It became crooked. Yani, something became crooked. So these are 2 examples of this bab. An example of a color, ihmarra, it became red. An example of a defect, i'wajja, something became crooked. The mudari of ihmarra is yahmarru. And the ism fa'il is muhmarra. It has no ism maf'ul. Please make a note here that it has no ism maf'ul. Let me just highlight that for myself. Its masdar is ihmirarun. Ihmirarun. Yani the root letters are ha, mim, and ra. But the ra is doubled, right? So you have ihmirarun. You have 2 ra's now, because in this bab the last radical is doubled. In this case, the last radical is ra, so it's doubled. The masdar is ihmirarun. mirarun, like on the pattern of if ilalun. Yani the first radical fat is preceded by kasra, hamzatul wasl with kasra. The second radical takes kasra, and the third radical is doubled. The first of the doubled letter takes fatha elongated by aleph. If ilal. So from ihmarra, yahmarru, you have ihmirar. And we're going to see more examples of this as we go through the exercises. Probably that we won't be doing this week, but next week, for example, something became yellow, you say isfarra. Isfarra. The mudari will be yasfarru, and the masdar will be isfirar. From black, iswadda, yaswaddu, iswidad. And the same thing for the defect, yani, they gave us i'awajju, yani, the mudari would be ya'awajju, and the master would be i'awijaj. I'awijaj, yani, the first radical taking sukun preceded by kasra, the second radical taking kasra, the third radical taking fatta aleph followed by its double, yani, if i'lal. From i'wajja, we get, yani, i'wijaj. Now, okay, so this is what we're looking at here for this bab. We're looking at the madi, yani, for example, ihmarra, the mudari, yahmarru, the ism fa'il, muhmarra, and the masdar, ihmirar. We're looking at pretty much four things. The madi, mudari, masdar, and the ism fa'il. There's no ism, maf'ul, or makan, or zaman. Tayyib. Now, note, near the bottom of this page 106, it says, this bab has another form. Yani, this bab, if'alla, has another form, another pattern, with the addition of an aleph after the second radical. Yani, addition of an aleph after the second radical, the ayn, the second root letter, yani, there's an aleph added to it. So it's fatta, and then an aleph. And then the third radical is doubled. Okay, so if'alla has another form with the addition of an aleph after the second radical. That is, if'alla. Instead of if'alla, if'alla. Yani, the second radical ayn, the fatta on it being elongated, and then the third radical still being doubled. For example, instead of ihmarra, we have ihmarra, with shadda on the last radical. Ihmarra. The same thing if we had for yellow, isfarra, it would be isfarra. Alright? Ihmarra, it became red. And then they gave us another example for this second form of if'alla, if'ala, they gave us idham. It became dark green. Idham. So the first radical takes sukun preceded by kasra. The second radical has fatta elongated by aleph, and then the third radical is doubled. Yani, the pattern is if allah. If allah. That's the past tense. By the way, it's not mentioned here, but this second, yani, bab, this second form of the bab, if'alla, if'al, this bab is only for colors. So the original bab, if'alla, is for colors and defects. The second bab, the second, yani, pattern for it, if'alla, is only for colors. Only for colors. Now, okay, I'm turning to the page. Look at the mudari for this second form of this bab. Yani, ihmarra, the mudari, yani, is yahmarru. Ihmarra, the mudari, yahmarru. And its ism fa'il is muhmarun. And its master is ihmirarun. Any of the difference in the masdar here is that the second radical, instead of just taking a kesra, the second radical takes kesra elongated by ya. So the pattern here for the masdar, instead of the previous pattern that we have, if ilal, we have if ilal, yani with elongation of the kesra of the second radical. If ilal, two long vowels. The second radical is elongated, I, and the third radical is elongated and doubled, lal. If ilal. Okay, again, this bab has another form. I'm at the bottom of page 106 again. This bab has another form with the addition of an aleph after the second radical. That is, if al. For example, ihmar, it became red. Or idham, it became dark green. Then we said what? We said that the mudari is ihmar. Yani the original form here, the mudari, yani for ihmar, would be yahmaru. But here we have ihmar and yahmaru. Alright, ihmarra is the original pattern with the extra aleph, ihmarra. Yani the mudari of the original pattern is yahmarru, yahmarru, but here for the second pattern is yahmarru. Its ism fa'al is muhmarun. The original ism fa'al is muhmarun. Here we have muhmarun. And the masdar is ihmirarun. Yani instead of ihmirarun, we have ihmirarun. Note that a verb like ishtadda is not from the bab if'alla. The verb ishtadda looks like the form of yani if'alla, but it is not from the bab if'alla. Rather, it is from bab ifta'ala, from shadda. The ta in ishtadda is extra. And both the dells are original forms. Yani they're not added, like from this bab, the third radical is doubled. No. The third radical is one of the original radicals. Both of them, the second and third radical, are both del. Because its radicals are sheen, del, del. In determining the babs, we must find out the radicals, the root letters. The forms in certain cases may be deceptive. Okay, so what we are being alerted to here is that some of these patterns, sometimes they may resemble one another, and it's important for us to be able to identify in a verb like ishtadda, what is its roots? Its root letters are sheen, del, and del. So this double del is not from the pattern of if'alla, which the third radical is, yani, doubled. Rather, the two dells are the second and third radical, not the third radical being doubled, and the ta after the sheen is an extra letter. Alright, so be careful that we don't confuse some of the patterns. As we've seen before, some of the patterns are similar. Alright, so this is the first matter, and this is the core of this letter, but there are other very, very extremely important matters in this letter besides the bab if'alla. One of the things about bab if'alla that we need to keep in mind is that it has two forms, if'alla and if'alla. Alright, so that's very important. The other thing that we need to keep in mind about if'alla is that we're only going to look at the madhi, the mudari, the masdar, and the ism fa'il. It has no ism maf'ul, zaman, and makan. Alright? So we're only looking at madhi, mudari, masdar, and ism fa'il. But it does have two forms, if'alla and if'alla. Okay, so that's very important. Alright, so after that, let's go on to the point number 2 on page 107. This is a matter that's really important, but it's not that difficult. It's not that involved. It's relatively simple to follow and understand and to remember. Point number 2, page 107. The verb ra'a, yara, has two meanings. And we saw this verb before, ra'a, yara, but we only saw it with the first meaning. It has two meanings. A, to see something. That's the meaning that we saw before, ra'a, he saw. And the second meaning of ra'a is to think, or to deem, or to judge something to be such and such and so on. I think it is like this. I see it as being like this. I deem it to be such and such. I judge it to be such and such. Okay? In the first sense, it is called Ra'a al-Basariya. Ra'a of the eye. Yani that which I actually see with my eyes. And in the second sense, it's called Ra'a al-Qalbiya. Ra'a of the mind. Yani that which I think or I judge or I deem to be such and such and so on. So I don't really see it as being like this, yani with my eyes, but in my mind I'm viewing it as such and such and so on. So there's Ra'a al-Basariya, is that what you actually see. And then there's Ra'a al-Qalbiya, is that what you think about in your mind, how you see it in your mind. The first one, Ra'a al-Basariya, that you see with your yani eyes, it takes only one object. It only has one maf'ulun bi. Ra'aytu Ibrahima. I saw Ibrahim. Okay, it only has one maf'ulun bi. The second, Ra'a qalbiya, yani the Ra'a of the mind, takes two objects. And those two objects are originally a mubtada and a khabar. For example, the jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, Hamidun alimun. Hamid is a scholar. So if we use the second type of ra'a, ra'a al-qalbiya, the ra'a of the mind, so it will take both the mubtada and the khabar, both of them will be its objects. Maf'ul awwal and maf'ul thani. So you say, ana ara hamidan aliman. I think Hamid is a scholar. Yani I think of him, I deem him, I judge him to be a scholar. In my mind, I see him as a scholar. Ara hamidan Aliman. So the second of these two types of ra'a, ra'a al-qalbiya, takes two objects which are originally a mubtada and a khabar. Okay, another example with a pronoun as the first object, anta dhaifun. This is a mubtada and khabar, but the mubtada is a pronoun, right? So we're going to see the pronoun as an object, as the first object, being changed to the nasb form of the pronouns. Anta is the raf form of the pronoun. Yani when the pronoun is a position, it should be marfu and as mubtada. But when we use ara, yani ra'a, ara, then that mubtada now becomes the maf'ul awwal. And the khabar becomes maf'ul thani of the ra'a al-qalbiya. So we see here, anta dhaifun, with ra'a we see Araka dhaifan. I think you are weak. Yani, I think of you, I deem you, I judge you to be dhaifan. So in this sentence, araka dhaifan, the kaf here is the maf'ul awwal. Maf'ul bi. Awwal, yani, it's a pronoun, so it's mabniyun, so we say fi mahalli nas. And dhaifan, the khabar now becomes the maf'ul thani. Maf'ul thani, mansoob. Walam tu nasbihi fatta. I think you are weak. In the Quran, 70th surah, 6th and 7th ayat, we have بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Yani the who in these two sentences are both the first object of the verb. So we say إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They indeed deem it, yani the punishment of Allah, to be far away. Innahum yarawnahu ba'idan. They see it, they deem it, they think it, they judge it in their mind to be ba'idan, far away. They're not worried about it. Wa narahu qariban. And we, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and we deem it near. We see it as being near. So in the first sentence, innahum yarawnahu, the who here is the first object of the verb yarawna. And ba'idan is the second object. And in the second sentence, narahu qariban, hu is the first object, and qariban is the second object. So that's what we wanted to say about. And we're going to see examples of this in some exercises to help us, yani to make it stick in our mind. What is important here is that the verb ra'a, yara, which we've studied before, with its first meaning, just to see something with your eyes, yani that's ra'a al-basariya, only has one object. The second meaning of the verb ra'a yara is ra'a al-basariya, I'm sorry, al-qalbiya, which is to see something with your mind, to deem it, to judge it, to consider it to be such and such, and so on. So ra'a al-basariya, the ra'a of the eyes, has one object. Ra'a al-qalbiya, the ra'a of the mind, takes two objects which were originally the Mubtada and Khabar of a Jumla Ismiya. Now they both became yani objects of the verb Ra'a al Qalbiya. And both of them being Mansub, or if they are pronouns, then they will be Mabniun fi Mahalli Nasb, in the place where they should be Mansub. Okay, let's go on to the third point of this English key, page 107, bottom half of the page. Another very important matter, and we're going to like discuss it here in the English key. We're going to discuss it in Arabic later on in the next session, and we're going to see examples of it as well, inshallah, to help us for it to stick into our minds. Very important matter here. Another important matter is the verb asa, is a verb signifying hope and fear. It has two meanings, either hope or fear, and we will know which meaning it is from the context of the sentence. Just like the particle la'alla, yani from the akhawat of inna, la'alla also has the same meaning, two meanings of hope and fear. So the same thing that we apply to the particle la'alla, we're going to say the same thing about this verb asa. For example, asa Allahu ayyatuba alayhim. It is hoped that Allah will turn to them in forgiveness. Asa Allahu ayyatuba alayhim. It is hoped. This is the first meaning, hope, that Allah will turn to them in forgiveness, and He will accept their repentance. This is in the Quran, 9th Surah, 102nd Ayat. The next example is the example of fear, the second meaning. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَقْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَقْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It is feared that you dislike a thing while it is good for you. Here is the second meaning of asa, yani fear, something that is feared. This is in the Quran, 2nd Surah, 216 Ayat. Asa can be used both as an incomplete and a complete verb. Okay, so the first point about asa is that it's a verb signifying hope and fear. It has two meanings, like the particle la'alla. It may mean hope, you hope that Allah will accept their repentance and forgive them, or it may mean you fear. It is feared that a person dislikes a thing while that thing is good for them. The next point about asa is that it can be used as an incomplete and as a complete verb. And this is something that we talked about in lesson 10. We talked about this in lesson 10. So if you go back, way back to lesson 10, yani from level 3, then you'll remember that we said that there are two, yani this is one way of classifying verbs, yani the fi'l naqis and the fi'l tam. And this fi'l naqis is not the naqis from the mu'tal verbs, yani the mithal and the ajwaf and the naqis. No, this is the fi'l naqis. This is a different significance of the technical term fi'l naqis here. What is meant by fi'l naqis is that, like the verb kana, it's from the akhawatu kana, it requires a ism and a khabar. That's what we mean by naqis. It's not complete in just having a fa'il, but it requires a ism and a khabar, like the verb kana. So it's from akhawatu kana, and that's what we mean by fi'l naqis here, that it requires two things, a ism and a khabar, as opposed to a complete verb, yani tam. It doesn't require ism and a khabar, it just requires one marfu'a noun, yani the fa'il. It only requires one thing and it's complete. This one is incomplete unless it also has a khabar, yani a ism and a khabar. Alright, so this is the second part of asa, and this part is the part that's a little bit more yani entailed, that we have to pay careful attention to. We're going to look at it now in the English key, and then we'll look at it again in Arabic, and then we'll look at examples, and inshallah, yani, this is a new point that we haven't seen before. Inshallah, it will become clear, yani, after we see everything about it that's necessary, okay? So, let's look at first as an incomplete verb, and then as a complete verb. Okay, as an incomplete verb. Again, the point is here, that the verb asa, it can be used as an incomplete verb, yani that requires a ism and a khabar, or it can be used as a complete verb, where it only requires a fa'il. Alright? And we're going to look at the details here. As an incomplete verb, al-fi'lu an-naqisu is a sister of kana, meaning it works like kana. and takes ism and khabar, just like kana we said is used with a jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, which becomes ism kana and khabaru kana, so it is like that, in the sense that it also requires an ism and a khabar, except that its khabar is going to be a masdar mu'awwal. That's the difference between yani asa and kana. It's from the akhwatu kana, in that it's used with a mubtada and a khabar, but its khabar, or the yani ism and the khabar of asa is going to be a masdar mu'awwal, the particle n and a mudari verb. Okay, so let's look at an example of asa as an incomplete verb, yani a fi'l naqis. Asa, asa Allahu ay ya'fuwa anhum. Asa Allahu ay ya'fuwa anhum. It is hoped that Allah will forgive them, or it is hoped that Allah will pardon them. And ya'fuwa anhum. This is in the Quran, the 4th surah, 99th ayat. Here, Allah is the ism, yani the love of the Jalala. Allah, the love of the Jalala, this expression of majesty, is the ism of asa. And the masdar mu'awwal, an ya'afuwa, is its khabar. Alright? In this sentence, asa Allahu an ya'afuwa. The love of the Jalala, Allah, is the ism of asa. Remember we said it requires an ism and a khabar. And the khabar is the masdar mu'awwal an ya'afuwa. That's the khabar. Remember that its khabar should be a masdar mu'awwal. Okay? So unlike kana, yani it must have a ism and a khabar, but unlike kana, its khabar is going to be a masdar mu'awwal. Its ism can be a clear noun or it can be a pronoun. So in this case, yani we see that asa Allahu an ya'fuwa anhum, the ism of asa is a clear noun, the love of the Jalala. Now they're giving us an example where the ism can be a pronoun. For example, asaytu an atazawwaja hadha al-aam. It is hoped that I will get married this year. Asaytu. Here, the tu in connected to the verb asa, asaytu, is its ism. The tu is its ism. An atazawwaj, the masdar mu'awwal, an atazawwaja is the khabar, is its khabar. So it requires an ism, and it also requires, to complete it, it requires a khabar. That khabar, though, is going to be a masdar mu'awwal, the particle an al-masdariya, and the mudari verb. It is hoped that I will get married this year. Here, the two is its ism. So, the first thing is that the incomplete asa, as an incomplete verb, it requires an ism and a khabar. Its ism can be a clear noun or a pronoun, and its khabar will be a masdar mu'awwal. Okay, second way that khabar can be, or that asa can be used, is as a complete verb, a fi'l tam. What do we mean by fi'l tam? Yani, that it only requires a fa'il. It doesn't require an ism and a khabar. So, a complete verb, al-fi'l at-tam, is followed by the fa'il. Like in a normal verb, dakhala al-mudarrisu. That's a complete verb. It only requires a fa'il. Dakhala al-mudarrisu. The sentence is complete. The teacher entered. If asa is used as a complete verb, yani where it doesn't require ism and a khabar, but it only requires a fa'il, when it's used as a complete verb, it is immediately followed by the masdar mu'awwal. That masdar mu'awwal is going to be, yani, its fa'il. The masdar mu'awwal is going to be its fa'il. So it's not going to have an ism and a khabar. It's just going to have the masdar mu'awwal, which will be its fa'il. Instead of an ism and a khabar, just as a complete verb, it only requires a fa'il. As in, dakhala al-mudarrisu, except that, in this sentence, dakhala al-mudarrisu, the fa'il is a clear noun. And in asa, if it is used as a complete noun, its fa'il is not going to be a clear noun, it's going to be a masdar mu'awwal, the particle n and a mudari verb. Alright? For example, asa ayyahdiyani rabbi. It is hoped that my Lord will guide me. This is in the Quran, 18th surah, 24th ayah. Here the masdar mu'awwal ayyahdiya is the fa'il. Asa ayyahdiyani. Ayyahdiya. The masdar mu'awwal, ayyahdiya, is the fa'il. So when asa is used as a complete verb, it should be followed immediately by the fa'il. And the fa'il is going to be the masdar mu'awwal, the particle N and the mudari verb. Okay? Note, in asaytu and arsuba, here they're giving us another example. Note that in asaytu and arsuba, it looks like the verb is immediately followed by a masdar mu'awwal. But actually, there's an ism for asa here, and it is the pronoun. Remember we said that the ism of asa can be a pronoun. So in this example, asaytu, the tu is the ism, and an arsuba, the masdar mu'awwal, is its khabar. So it has an ism and a khabar. Therefore, in this case, it is used as an incomplete verb. When it's used as an incomplete verb, it has to have an ism and a khabar. Its ism could be a pronoun. So don't misunderstand this here. When you see the masdar mu'awwal immediately following, you have to make sure that it doesn't have an ism that's a pronoun attached to the verb. Alright, it has to be just asa and then the masdar mu'awwal. But if it's asa and a pronoun attached to it, that pronoun is the ism of asa and the masdar mu'awwal is the khabar, in which case it is an incomplete, fi'l naqis. So asaytu and arsuba, I am afraid I will fail. Asaytu ana, akhsha, I am afraid, and arsuba, that I will fail. Asa is incomplete. In this case, asa is incomplete. Whereas in the next example, asa and arsuba. And you notice that in the first example, asaytu, there's a pronoun attached to asa. That's the ism. In this example, asa and arsuba, there's no pronoun attached to the verb. Therefore, it's immediately followed by the masdar mu'awwal. Therefore, it is complete. Okay, what's the difference between asa as a complete verb and as an incomplete verb? If it's a complete verb, it's immediately followed by the masdar mu'awwal, which is its fa'il. That's what we mean by a complete verb. It only requires a fa'il. But if it's followed by ism, a clear noun or a pronoun attached to it, then that clear noun or that pronoun will be its ism. And then the masdar mu'awwal that follows it will be its khabar. In that case, it's incomplete. If it has an ism and a khabar, it's incomplete. If it only has a fa'il, a masdar mu'awwal, that's its fa'il, then it is complete. Okay, this is what we wanted to say about asa. I know it requires some careful thought, but the core of the matter is that asa can be used both as a fi'l naqis, an incomplete verb that requires an ism and a khabar, and that ism can be a clear noun or a pronoun, or it can be used as a fi'l tam, a complete verb, in which case it only requires a fa'il, and that fa'il is going to be the masdar mu'awwal. Alright? So the masdar mu'awwal can either immediately follow asa as its fa'il, in which case it's complete, or the masdar mu'awwal may follow a clear noun or a pronoun, in which case that clear noun or the pronoun is the ism, and the masdar mu'awwal in that case will be the khabar. In that case, asa is an incomplete verb. Alright, that's pretty much what we can say about this. Let's go to page 108. We're already on page 108. We read asa as a incomplete verb, fi'l tam, naqis, and asa as a complete verb, fi'l tam. Now we'll go to point number 4, which is what is called ma al-masdariyah. Ma al-masdariyah. So on page 108, middle of the page, it says number 4. Ba'da ma dakhala al-mudarrisu. After the teacher entered. Ba'da ma dakhala. Ma here, this ma al-masdariyah, along with this verb, is what we're going to be looking at here. This ma al-masdariyah and dakhala is a masdar mu'awwal. It's a masdar mu'awwal. Ma al-masdariyah. After the teacher entered. Here, ma, along with the verb that follows it, has the meaning of a masdar. It has the meaning of a masdar. In other words, it can be replaced by a single noun, that's the masdar, that goes with the verb dakhala, dukhul. Alright? So, after the teacher entered, ba'da ma dakhala, after the teacher entered, Here, ma, along with the verb that follows it, together, ma and the verb, has the meaning of a master. So, بعد ما دخل المدرس means بعد دخول المدرس. يعني ما دخل ما and the verb دخل ما المصدر and the verb دخل can be replaced by the مصدر itself for that verb دخول بعد دخول المدرس. This is why this ما is called ما المصدرية, the infinitive ما, the verb that follows the infinitive ما may be ماضي or مضاري. Now what we saw with the N المصدرية, the particle N المصدرية, يعني أن يدرس for example, that مصدر مؤول is always with a مضاري verb. But ما المصدرية may be used with a ماضي or مضاري verb. It may be used with a ماضي or مضاري verb. Here's an example of the latter. Okay, we saw the example of the used with the ماضي, past tense verb, بعد ما دخل. Now they give us an example of it, ما المصدرية being used with a مضاري verb. Here's an example of the use of ما المصدرية with the مضاري verb. سأريك المجلة بعدما يخرج المدرس. I will show you the magazine. سأريك المجلة بعدما يخرج, after the teacher leaves. Here بعدما يخرج المدرس has the force of بعد خروج المدرس. بعد ما يخرج يعني has the meaning of, يعني ما يخرج has the meaning of the master, خروج يعني the master, that is for that verb. So ما يخرج, here the meaning of it is خروج. Just as ما دخل, the meaning of it is دخول. نعم. So here are some more examples. لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب. نعم. For them is a severe punishment. For them is a severe punishment for their forgetting the day of reckoning. For their what? Forgetting the day of reckoning. This is in the Quran, 38th Surah, 26th Ayat. Yani here what we're looking at is what? لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, for them is a severe punishment. بِمَا نَسُوا. Yani here this ma is ma al-mastariya with the verb nasu together, yani can be replaced by the masdar, yani from the verb nasu, the masdar from the verb nasu, just as we had yani ba'da ma dakhala dukhul and بعدما يخرج خروج. So the same thing, يعني بما نسوا, يعني بنسيانهم, by their, يعني they will have a terrible punishment due to ما نسوا يوم الحساب, on the day of حساب they will have a terrible punishment due to their forgetting. From for them is a severe punishment for their forgetting the day of reckoning, because they forgot the day of reckoning. Another example from the Quran, 3rd Surah, 106. 3rd Surah, 106 Ayat. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. So taste the punishment for your rejection. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. So taste the punishment. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. For your rejection. Yani for your disbelief. Yani you're disbelieving. Yani you being in a state of disbelief. Bima kuntum. Yani ma here is ma al-mastariya. And the verb kuntum. Yani kaunuka. Kaunukum. Yani you're being in a state of takfuruna, disbelieving. Naam. Alright, so this is Naam, this is the ما المصدرية, ما المصدرية. And basically, the difference between N المصدرية, the particle N, is that N is used with a مضاري verb, and ما is used with a ماضي or مضاري verb. Both of them, يعني, can be replaced with the actual مصدر that comes from that verb. Okay, let's go on to number 5. As I think the time is running for us. No. Point number 5 is a small matter. Yani, it's not one of the major matters that we're studying in this lesson. Yani, the first 4 points are really, really, I'll say that they are very, very important. Yani, the first one is the bab if'alla. The second one is the 2 meanings of ra'a. The third one, the verb asa, is a complete or incomplete verb. And the fourth one, ma'al masdariyah. The fifth point is, we have learned in book 2, lesson 11, that the khabar coming after amma should take fa. The khabar that comes after amma should take fa. For example, akhi yadrusu bil madrasati, amma ana fa adrusu bil jamiati. Yani, my brother is studying in the school, madrasa. As for me, then I am studying in the university. So we said, amma ana, yani the khabar after amma should be accompanied by fa, fa adrusu. That's what we said when we took, yani, the word amma, yani, in book 2, lesson 11. Turning to the next page, it says, they give us another example. Yani, that's how we learned it. In the ayah, okay, they said in the ayah, this is in Suratul Ma'idah. I'm sorry, Suratul Ali Imran. Suratul Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 106 ayat. The example they gave us from this ayat, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Yani, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ. So as for those whose faces, وُجُوهُهُمْ أَسْوَدَّتْ, became blackened, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, have you all disbelieved after having iman? In this ayah, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ, yani, we would expect it to be fa. Fa. There's no fa, because the khabr, yani, the khabr of amma here is omitted, as is evident from the context. The omitted khabr is فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ, it will be said to them. So as for those, yani, whose faces will be blackened, فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ, that is what is omitted, then it will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, it will be said to them, have you disbelieved after having iman? The omitted khabar is فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ, it will be said to them. Here is a translation of the meaning of this ayat. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, as for those whose faces will be darkened, it will be said to them. Yani, this part is left out, it's understood. فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ, it will be said to them, did you reject faith? Did you disbelieve? Yani, after believing? Okay, so here, basically what is being said here is that, just as we learned previously with Amma, yani, that the khabar coming after Amma should be prefixed with fa, but sometimes, yani, if the khabar is omitted, we won't see that fa, but it should be understood. Okay, this is the end of the English key. That's what we wanted to look at for the English key. And now, what we want to do is go to the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. The Arabic dialogue and the first 2 exercises. Okay, we're on page 204, the Arabic section of the book. The Arabic dialogue for lesson 24, between the teacher and Ali, and Ahmed, and Ja'afar, and Ayyub, and Hamid, and the Muraqib. Okay, this is a conversation, a dialogue that's taking place between the teacher and some of the students and the supervisor who comes in. Okay, Al-Mudarris, he says, Iftah an-nafidhata ya Ali. Okay, again, and in the dialogue, what we're looking for is we want to read, we want to comprehend, and we want to identify the new grammatical rules that came in this lesson, or any old ones, and any new vocabulary. But especially, we want to make sure that we comprehend what we're reading, and that we understand the grammatical structures of the sentences. Iftah an-nafidhata ya Aliyu. Open the window, O Ali. Ali says, innaha la تنفتح يعني it's not opening. فقد اعوج مزلاجها. For its mizlaj, its sliding bolt on the window, became crooked. يعني اعوج. فقد اعوج مزلاجها. So it's not opening. The teacher says, ألا يمكن تقويم اعوجاجها? Is it not possible to straighten out its crookedness? يعني here the word اعوجاج is the masdar from اعوج, from the باب افعل. Is it not possible to straighten out its crookedness? Ali says, حاولنا ولم نتمكن من ذلك. We have tried and we were not able to do that. The teacher says, وجهك محمر يا أحمد كأنك غضبان. يعني your face is turning red, O Ahmed. It is as though you are angry. يعني محمر is from the verb, from the باب افعل. The verb احمر, to become red. It is the ism فاعل. محمر. Your face has become red, or is becoming red, O Ahmed. It is as though you are angry. Ahmed says, نعم لقد أغضبني جعفر بسخريته مني. Yes, Ja'far has caused me to become angry. أغضبني. لقد أغضبني جعفر بسخريته مني. By him making mockery of me or ridiculing me. The teacher says, قم وتوضأ. Stand up and go and make wudu. يا جعفر. After a pause he says, يا جعفر. The one who made him angry, he says, ألم تسمع قوله تعالى في سورة الحجرات. Have you not heard the saying of Allah the Most High in Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th surah of the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. Don't make mockery. Some people should not make mockery of others. عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. يعني perhaps those people that they are making mockery of will be better than them. ولا نساء من نساء. Nor should women make mockery of other women. عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن. Perhaps, يعني those who they are making mockery of may be better than them. Here we just want to note, يعني the word عسى came in here. عسى أن يكون. Here we see the عسى is immediately followed by the master مؤول as its فاعل. Therefore this is عسى تام. يعني it's sufficient that it just has its فاعل, which is a master مؤول. And also, we saw it come again, يعني عسى أن يكون خيرا. And this is also, يعني عسى تام, and it suffice with just having the master مؤول as its فاعل. جعفر says, بلى أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. Yes, I have heard this ayat, and I seek forgiveness of Allah and turn to him in repentance. The teacher says, خذ دفترك يا أيوب, turning to another student. He says, take your notebook, O أيوب. يسلم له الدفتر. And then there's just a note that he is giving over to him the notebook. The teacher is giving it to Ja'far. And then after giving him his notebook, the teacher says to أنا جعفر يا أيوب. He says to أيوب, أراك ضعيفا في النحو يجب عليك أن تجتهد. أراك ضعيفا. Here's the verb رأى يرى. يعني أراك ضعيفا. This is the يعني رأى قلبية that has two مفعولs, يعني which were مبتدا and خبر. أنت ضعيفا became أراك ضعيفا. The first يعني pronoun أراك, يعني that pronoun is the مفعول الأول, مبني في محل نصب. And ضعيفا is the مفعول الثاني, منصوب with فتح. يعني the teacher is saying, after giving his notebook, يعني after having looked in his notebook, he says, I see that you are weak in grammar. يجب عليك أن تجتهد. It is incumbent, obligatory upon you to work hard, to strive hard, to make, يعني to be diligent, make a greater effort. Ayub says, Inshallah, يعني if Allah wills. The teacher says, اقرأ الآية يا حامدون. Turning to Hamid, the teacher says, read the ayah, the following ayah, O Hamid. Hamid says, بعد الاستعاذة, after saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he says, يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين بيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون. This is in Surah Al Imran 106 107th ayat. What we want to do, go back to the bottom of page 204. بعد الاستعاذة يوم تبيضوا. This is the first verb that came in the bab. This is another verb that came in the bab. افعل يعني from ابيض. But this is a مضارع form. يوم تبيض وجوه, on the day when faces will be whitened. وتسود وجوه, and faces will be blackened. فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم, as for those whose faces, here's فأما, right? فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم, as for those whose faces will be blackened. It is understood here that the meaning should be فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ. Then it will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, have you disbelieved after having iman? فَذُوكُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. So taste the punishment due to what? Yani due to you having been disbelievers, yani denying it. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Here we have مَا الْمَصْدَرِيَّ with the verb كُنْتُمْ. Yani بِمَا كُنْتُمْ بِكَوْنِكُمْ. Yani you haven't been deniers, disbelievers. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ, go to the top of page 205, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بَيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ. Here we have أَبَيَضَّتْ, yani أَبَيَضَّ, yani to become whitened. أَبَيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ, those whose faces will become whitened. فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, then they will be, yani this is the jawab of the khabar of أَمَّا, فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, they will be in the mercy of Allah. هم فيها خالدون, and they will remain in it forever. So in this reading here, we have تبيضوا مضارع verb, and we have تسودوا مضارع verb, and then we have اسودت a ماضي verb, and we have ابيضت a ماضي verb. Then the teacher says اقرأ الحديث يا أيوب. He says now read, أيوب, read the hadith. And he asked Hamid to read the ayat. Now he asks Ayyub to read the hadith. Iqra al-haditha ya Ayyubu. Ayyub says, An Anas ibn Malikin radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, Annahu naha, or that he did, Annahu naha an bay'i al-thamarati حتى يبدو صلاحها وعن النخل حتى يزهو قيل وما يزهو قال يحمر أو يصفر. This is the second form of the verb يعني افعل. Okay, so Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أنه نهى, he prohibited from selling الثمرة, yani the fruits, yani حتى يبدو صلاحها, until its ripeness appears, until it looks fit for consumption. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited people selling the fruits until their ripeness appeared, until it, yani it looks, yani it looks like it's fit for consumption. وعن النخل, and from the date palms, he prohibited from the date palms to be sold, حتى يزهو, until it is almost ripe. قِيلَ وَمَا يَزْهُ, what is the meaning of حَتَّى يَزْهُوَ? They said, he said, يَحْمَارُ أَوْ يَصْفَارُ, until it begins to become red or become yellow. Yani the dates begin to turn red or yellow, which means that they are nearly ripe. And again, yani here we have يَحْمَار, which is the second form of this bab, and يسفار, yani both of them mudari verbs from the bab, yani افعل, its second form افعل. يدخل المراقب, the supervisor or monitor comes in, he says في مكتبي ساعة وجدت أمس في المصلى بعد من تحت صلاة الظهر فمن فقدت ساعته فليتصل بي بعدما ينتهي الدرسو. The Muraqib says, in my office there's a watch which was found yesterday in the prayer area, al-musalla, after the completion of Salatul Dhuhr. Yani ba'da man tahat Salatul Dhuhr. Here we have ma' al-mastariyah with the past tense verb intahat. Yani ba'da ma intahat. After, yani the Salatul Dhuhr was finished. فَمَنْ فُقِدَتْ سَاعَتُهُ. So whoever has lost his watch, فَلْيَتَّصِلْ بِي. Then he should call me. بَعْدَ مَا يَنْتِهِ الدَّرْسِ. Yani after the dars is finished. And again we have مَا الْمَصْدَرِيَ with the verb يَنْتَهِ. And this is two examples of مَا الْمَصْدَرِيَ being used with. The first time, بَعْدَ مَا انْتَهَتْ. Yani a past tense verb. And بَعْدَ مَا يَنْتَهِ, a present tense verb. And we said that this ma' al-mastariyah can be used with the past tense verb, can be used with the present tense verb, and the meaning of it, it can be converted. Ma' intahat means ba'da intihai, after the end of the salat, or ba'da ma yantahi, yani after the dars ends, yani the masdar intihai, ba'da intihai ad-dars, yani after the lesson is completed. Okay, so this is what we wanted to cover in terms of the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. And now we're going to look at just two exercises. The first exercise, which is comprehension exercise, and the second one, which is looking at this bab if'ala and its second form if'ala, yani in the dialogue that we just read. Okay, so the first exercise on page 205, halfway down the page, ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati, answer concerning the following questions. Number one, lima لا ينفتح لما لا ينفتح نافذة الفصل. يعني why is it that the window of the classroom is not opening? لما, why is it that the window of the classroom is not opening? يعني إنها لا تنتفح لأن مزلاجها قد اعوج. يعني it is not opening because its sliding bolt that locks the window down قد اعوج, became crooked. Number two, لما غضب أحمد على جعفر. Why did Ahmed become angry with جعفر? لأن يعني غضب أحمد على جعفر لأن جعفرا سخر منه, because Ja'far was making mockery of him, was ridiculing him. Number three, ماذا يقال للذين تسود وجوههم يوم القيامة. What will be said to those whose faces will be blackened يوم القيامة, on the day of resurrection. يقال لهم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم. It will be said to them, have you disbelieved after having iman? Number four, أين وجدت الساعة ومتى. يعني where was the watch found and when was it found? وجدت الساعة في المصلى. It was found in the prayer area. And when? بعد انتهاء صلاة الظهر. After the ending of the صلاة الظهر. Question number four. That's it. Okay. The second exercise is what we're going to close with. من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد. Doesn't say مزيد here, but that's what we're really talking about. From the أبواب of the فعل الثلاثي مزيد is إفعل. زيدت فيه, there's an increase in it of حمزة قبل الفاء. حمزة before the first radical, the فاء, the first radical. وضعفت اللام, and the third radical, the لام, is doubled. So there's a Hamza with Kasra added before the first radical, and the third radical is doubled. إفعل. ويأتي هذا الباب في الألوان والعيوب. And this bab is used for colors and defects. ومنها باب إفعل. And also from it is another form إفعل. يعني زيدت فيه حمزة قبل الفاء, in which there's an extra. يعني حمزة الوصل with كسرة before the فا, the first radical. وألف بعد العين, and an extra ألف added after the عين, the second radical. وضعفت اللام, and the third radical is doubled. So three things here. The first radical has a Hamza, Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra added before it. The second radical has an Aleph added after it. And the third radical, the Lam, is doubled. وَيَأْتِي فِي الْأَلْوَانِ فَقَطْ And this any form of the Bab, ثُلَثِي مَزِيد, Bab إِفْعَلَّ or Bab إِفْعَالَ, is only used with colors. The first form, إِفْعَلَّ, is used with colors and defects. And this form is only used with colors. We turn to page 206 at the top. It gives us an instruction for this exercise number 2. It says, استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة من هذين البابين. يعني, extract from the lesson الأفعال الواردة, يعني the verbs that have been mentioned in it, from these two babs, إفعل and إفعال. Okay, so we have to go back to the درس, right? We have to go back to the Dars and we have to find any examples of this bab. By the way, I did look at the instructions for the exercises in the English key. It says the second exercise says point out the verbs belonging to babs if'alla and if'alla and their derivatives occurring in the main lesson. So in the instruction here, it just tells us to, yani, identify. In the instruction here, it just says, استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة من هذه البابين, just the verbs that are from these two babs. But in the English key, the instruction says, point out the verbs from these two babs and their derivatives. So I think it's better that we also look at the derivatives. There's not that many of them, but we'll quickly look at the verbs from the two babs, إفعل and إفعال, and also any derivatives that came from them. So if we go, and I didn't number but I'm going to number it right now. I didn't number my dialogue. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm numbering every line of the dialogue on the first page. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And on the second page, I'm starting the numbers all over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm numbering every line, even if it's just a continuation from a previous line, even if it's just some information that's not really part of the conversation. Every line is numbered so that we can find out where we at easily, okay? Because I'm going to go through this a little bit quickly. We only have a little bit of time left. And I don't want to read the whole dialogue all over again, all right? So, on page 204 of the dialogue, the second line is Ali says, إِنَّهَا لَا تَنْفَتِحُ فَقَدْ اَعْوَجَّ مِزْلَاجُهَا. Yani, the window is not opening because its sliding bolt has become crooked. So here we have the past tense verb, اَعْوَجَّ, from the bab, اِفْعَلَّ. In the next line, the teacher says, أَلَا يُمْكِنُ تَقْوِيمُ اِعْوِجَاجِهِ. Is it not possible for you to straighten out its crookedness? Here, this is a masdar from yani the verb i'wajja. Its masdar is yani i'wijaj. That's the masdar from i'wajja, i'wijaj. In the fifth line, the teacher says, wajhuka muhmarrun ya ahmad ka'annaka ghadban. Yani muhmarrun is the ism fa'il from ihmarra, to become red. Ism fa'il from ihmarra, from the bab if'alla. And then we go all the way down to the next to the last line, which would be 16. And we have Badal Hamid saying, Badal isti'adha, يَوْمَ تَبَيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. Yani, on the day when faces will become whitened and faces will become blackened, we have تَبَيَضَّ from yani the bab if'alla, and تَسْوَدَّ from the bab if'alla. These are both mudari verbs. And on the next line we have iswaddat, which is a madhi verb from the same bab if'alla, from the verb iswadda, iswaddat, past tense verb. And on the next page, the first line at the top of the page, line number 1, we have takfuruna wa amma alladhina bayaddat wujuhuhum fa fi rahmatillahi hum fiha khalidun. And on that first line we have wa amma alladhina ibayaddat, yani from the verb ibayadda, yani on the pattern of if'alla. This is a past tense verb. And then we go down to line 6. And we have قِيلَ وَمَا يَزْهُ. And what does it mean? يعني, مَا يَزْهُ. يعني حتى يزهو وما اليزهو. What is the meaning of the verb يزهو? He said يحمر أو يصفر. And these are مضاري verbs, both from the باب يعني إفعال. يعني إفعال يعني إحمار. Here's the مضاري يحمار. And the same thing إصفار يعني مضاري يصفار. Both of these are from the second form of the باب إفعال. إفعال مضاري verbs. And those are يعني all that I saw of verbs or its derivatives that came in the Arabic dialogue. Okay, so next week, inshallah, we're going to try to complete this lesson. Exercise number 3 is looking at practicing the forms from the bab if'ala, and exercise number 4 is practicing the forms from the bab if'ala. Exercise number 5 is being able to distinguish or identify verbs that are from one of these two babs or from other babs that might resemble them. Yani might be from bab infa'ala, or it might be from bab ifta'ala. So we have to distinguish which verbs they give us here in exercise number 5 are actually from if'ala or if'ala, and which resemble them but maybe from other babs like infa'ala or ifta'ala. So they gave us 9 verbs and we have to distinguish each one, which bab is it from? Is it from if'ala, if'ala, yani infa'ala or ifta'ala, or whichever bab it is from? After that, that will be exercise number 5, and I think we're going to try to finish the remaining exercises from this lesson. Those couple of exercises, 3, 4, and 5, are not very long. We'll do them over a couple of days, and then exercise number 6 has 10 sentences, which are examples from the bab if'ala. So it's just reading, writing, translating, identifying the verbs that are from this bab, whether past tense, present tense, or other than that. Exercise number 7 is the verb ra'a yara, yani in its form, the second form, ra'a al-qalbiyya. Explanation of it and some examples of it, and the difference between the two types of ra'a, yani ra'a al-qalbiyya and ra'a al-basariyya, explanation of that. It's a short exercise. Exercise number 8 is also an explanation of what is related to asa. Okay, on this exercise, I want you to read the explanation on page 207 from the top, near the top of the page, exercise number 8. Read the whole explanation about asa, how it works, how it's from, you know, it acts like kana, how its khabar though is masdar mu'awwal, and the two types of asa, tama and naqisa, that it can be a complete verb or can be an incomplete verb. And then the second part, yani we'll break this up into 2 days, the second part will be exercises with asa naqisa and asa tama. So they give us several examples, 4 for each of them, to change it from naqisa to tama, change it from tama to naqisa. This will be divided up into 2 days. That's exercise number 8. And exercise number 9 is just a reading exercise. And exercise number 10, yani also is very, very brief. It's just explaining about fa'amma and also some forms of mudari verbs and the meaning of one word. So very, very brief. Yani not a lot of exercises. But inshallah, hopefully we'll break it down into several days. And maybe it'll take 5 days to do these exercises, and then we'll have at least one day for a review. Alright, so we're going to stop here with this. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success, especially during these remaining days of Ramadan. As Ramadan is rapidly escaping from us, and whoever has done well in the first 10 days, let's strive to do better. And whoever looks at what you have done in the first 10 days, and you feel that you haven't done well, then let's ask Allah to give us the strength and the ability and the inclination in our hearts to strive hard and to do better in the remaining few days that are left in this blessed month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success for myself and for each of you, and to do those things that we do during this month of Ramadan and after, sincerely for His sake alone, in accordance with the authentic sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He Yani give us al-thabat, yani firmness and steadfastness upon Sirat al-Mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him, and that He grant yani a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He yani shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, fill their graves with light, and make them spacious, protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and admit them into His Jannah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.